Well, I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Kia ora, Steve, and welcome to Big Vibe Wednesday.
Tēnā koe, Tim. What an honour, pleasure, and privilege to be joining one half of New Zealand's greatest radio duo
ever
for the show today.
Take it to the bank.
Love it.
If we get any complaints, I want it to be about the sort of factuality of that statement.
Okay.
And certainly not about anything that I've legitimately done wrong, which is, I've already crossed the line a couple of times, as it turns out, on the show, and I'm not even through the first hour yet.
I've got the capability to chuck in a formal complaint or two. We can make that happen.
Exercise your democracy, everybody. It is your God-given right. Steve, we're here to talk about the movies and such. This is what you're all about.
Yeah, man.
You love them,
yeah.
Moving pictures.
And you know that thing that happens when whenever New Zealand gets mentioned in a thing?
Absolutely.
And we're all like, ooh. Or you're sitting in a cinema and you can actually see the ripple as it hits people in real time. It's like, oh my God, Point Break just mentioned New Zealand.
You've got to update your references slightly for the BFM listenership.
Oh, yeah, sorry. And I meant the original ancient Point Break.
80...
91.
Oh, okay, sweet ass. All right, 90s. Here we go. Anyway, familiar with the New Zealand klaxon whenever we get a mention in a big film.
There was a freaking good one on TV last night. And I say TV last night like it's not streaming, but you could actually watch this anytime you want. A couple of weeks ago on the show, I raved about new show Paradise, which is streaming on Disney Plus. This is a thriller series that has a big reveal at the end of the first episode.
Yeah.
And I think it's been out for long enough to say that. Underneath this thriller series, and I did actually spoil the show a couple of weeks ago with lots of due warning.
Right.
But here we go again. Little warning, going to come a little spoiler here. The show's actually set after an apocalyptic event, and you don't realise this till the end of the first episode.
I think spoilers are okay to get people on there if it's about the first episode.
Last night was episode 7, and I'm going to spoil a small thing about episode 7.
Oh,
they
God.
Show you how the shit hit the fan before the series started. And as a global cataclysm unfurls, someone's like, one of the, I think might be like the US President's Chief of Staff, someone around the serious table at the White House.
Yeah.
Was like, what about Melbourne? I've got family there. And they go, Melbourne's gone. Sydney's gone. New Zealand, gone.
Damn it! Damn it!
And hearing New Zealand, gone. Just elevated the mention of parochial place name to a new height.
Nice.
It was also a great episode. You should be watching Paradise, everybody. It's pretty fun if you're into some. It's kind of a serious thriller with a lost tinge and a bit of a disaster movie backdrop.
Have we been overdue a new Lost, do you think?
Yeah, because even Lost kind of.
Yeah,
we
Lost
got
lost
sick
it.
Of Lost.
That's right.
So Paradise is probably the closest thing to that solid, like, kind of B-plus type show.
That's what you're getting on Disney Plus.
Now, I was really keen to talk to you about Carmen Christopher today.
Mm.
He's as I understand it, you've got quite an affinity for comedy.
Yeah.
Particularly stand-up comedy.
I enjoy it. Who doesn't like comedy, man?
Exactly.
Everyone loves to laugh.
Do you reckon Putin loves to laugh?
He loves to laugh. There's two things to know about Putin. He loves horses and he loves to laugh.
People like laughing at than with, though, right?
Yeah.
So Carmen Christopher is a guy who's popped up in stuff like I Think You Should Leave or Joe Pera Talks With You. He's also been in a few episodes of The Bear. He's a second city guy. He's from Chicago and now resides in New York. And he's got a new special out, which you can watch on YouTube. It's called Carmen Christopher Live from the Windy City. He goes back to Chicago to do some good old-fashioned stand-up.
It is good old-fashioned stand-up, eh?
But what really what grabbed my attention about this, first of all, was I saw it in some social media exchanges. I want to say Instagram. Let's throw a dart. And Joe Pera was commenting on a Conor O'Malley post or vice versa, and it was about this special, so... It's obviously the world he inhabits. He's been on those shows.
Yeah.
And from the opening frame of the special, it also grabbed my attention because it was the title comes up, Tim Robinson and Zach Kanan present. And let me get into the title. Tim Robinson, of course, and his writing and producing partner, Zach Kanan. They made I Think You Should Leave together. They made Detroiters together. They've got a new show coming out, which I think is called The Chair Company.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've seen some stuff about that.
Not much is really known about
it. Pretty excited about it.
Well, actually, maybe it is the new Lost, because it's like a conspiratorial comedy is what seems to be kind of the
gist of it. Dude, that's the zeitgeist now. Everything needs to have a massive unknown plot unfurling, like by shadowy figures controlling our lives.
Well, it's funny you say that, because as you said, shadowy figures controlling our lives, I pictured Emma Stone, and just remembered that also Carmen Christopher wrote on The Curse. He wrote on all episodes of The Curse as well.
I feel like there's a group of 11 people making all the good stuff at the moment, and it's like Conor O'Malley and Tim are just in the middle of it.
Yeah, and I think... look, I'm sorry, Carmen, I know you're listening, but you're probably kind of like a supporting player in this world at this stage. He's sort of yet to have his breakthrough moment.
Good to be in the orbit.
But this special's great, because you get to watch him doing what he does for an hour, and what he does, I think, is kind of best described as a dead-eye comedy. He's got that, like, he's kind of got a delivery that's kind of somewhere. I know this is a very big spectrum, so bear with me, but it's kind of Conor O'Malley, but it's also kind of Stephen Wright.
Okay.
They do some, maybe that is like 99 out of 100 and 2 out of 100 on the energy scale.
What I like about this, Steve, is that you've given us a recommendation, Paradise, which is on Disney Plus. Not everyone has. The special is on YouTube, right?
Absolutely.
So everyone can get it.
You just got to put it with some ads, probably.
It's fine.
But
I've got premium. It's one of the few things I pay for.
Well,
no regrets. But even if you don't,
do you know
just
how many times YouTube recommended Alex Jones videos to people?
What are you trying to do here, Steve? This is something that you brought up as a good thing for people
to
watch.
I didn't bring up the fact you pay YouTube money.
Oh, right, that's fair. Yeah, okay. Guilty as charged.
What have I said about the special? Look, it's funny.
Name
it's
it a stand again? Up. Live at the Windy City?
Live from the Windy City. The stand-up is Carmen Christopher. It's a good hour. It's a good hour. There's some pretty funny audience participation. He gets a couple of audience members up on stage at one point and has them read a script, and it's all designed to make him look like the greatest guy on earth.
Okay.
There's lots of sort of misfire gags.
I can see how there's a Conor O'Malley.
It's pretty droll. It's pretty droll comedy.
Can I give a quick plug for the thing that I sent you the other day?
Yeah, do
on
it.
Messenger?
Yeah, do it.
Which is stupid, because I think I did look in New Zealand. I'm kind of revealing myself here for another legal foible. I don't think you can watch it legally in New Zealand.
I mean, it's lucky that you're a media titan in multiple jurisdictions.
I guess it is.
I guess
yeah, no
like,
one can touch
I,
me.
I,
I'm
guess,
like Trump
like,
in that
I
way.
Guess like you've got a must have a US-based streaming account.
The name?
Somewhere.
Oh yeah, we'll go with that. I've got a US-based streaming account, which has allowed me to watch a brand new show called Common Side Effects. It's an animated series. It's on Adult Swim. Mike Judge is the executive producer on it, and I think voice is one of the characters. It is so good. Like, speaking of shadowy figures, conspiratorial comedy, it's that.
I but did as, immediately as ask, is series. This anti-vax?
Yeah, you
based
did.
Based on the title.
Yeah, common like side that. Effects. Like, just go and check out the trailer. You'll immediately know if it's for you or not. But in the opening episode, there is this unbelievably cool scene with a couple of FBI agents who are grooving out, and it's very cool. Did you want to talk about the Oscars at all? Because that's coming up real
well,
soon.
Well, that is coming up real soon, isn't it? I'm just getting my head around trying to finalise my gambling picks at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an interesting Oscar race.
Your approach to the Oscars is my approach to sport. I don't have an intrinsic interest in any sport, but I have an intrinsic love of gambling, and so it's allowed me to learn sport.
Look, when you think about the concept of art and the art that humans have created through millennia, isn't it really all about watching privileged people go up on stage and talk too long while picking up a little gold statue for their mantelpiece? Isn't that what it boils down to?
And I'll warn you, I think we're in our ninth or tenth minute of this voice break, Steve.
Whoa, privilege.
And talking a
while
long time.
Well, the music's been up the whole fucking time.
Anything else you want to meet? No, but
no, okay,
talking
so,
about
yeah,
the Oscars.
Okay, so Oscars.
Anika and I were just talking about how Challengers has been snubbed.
It's so snubbed. Outrageously snubbed, in my opinion. Also,
it's biphobic is what it is. It's Hollywood's biphobic. It's bi erasure. I haven't even seen the movie. I just
it's
know
so
it's
weird,
got a
like
cool threesome in it.
You can get an Oscar for best bisexual lighting, but you can't. Anyway. Oscars, it's such a shame that the Pope is having his reconciliation with his own aging self and mortality right now.
Beautiful way of putting
it.
Because
all of the votes for the Oscars have been made by the Academy members.
Yeah.
if the Pope had been iller sooner, yes, then surely Conclave, the drama about the election of a new Pope, would have had the best marketing campaign for the Oscars in Oscar history. The best one since Harvey Weinstein first went to the old folks' homes.
Good Lord, I thought I was playing with the line on this here public broadcast.
So Oscars, I'm looking forward to Oscars on Monday. It's always pretty fun. It doesn't really mean anything.
What?
But also, it kind of does, because all those motherfuckers who get out of this with Oscars,
excuse me,
and can have bracket Oscar winner after their name,
yeah,
and they can get, suddenly it's easier for them to get films financed.
Yeah, you add like $1 million to their salary.
There is like a trickle down effect of this, but for the most part, you know, I kind of like your sporting analogy is great. I like the business side when it comes down to this, like, let's get the knives out while we're smiling on the other hand.
That's right, and it's how us plebs get a little bit of skin in the game. Who are you backing for Best Picture this year?
I think it's probably Conclave. I think the wheels fell off Emilia Perez, which was the go-to film until about, what, six, eight weeks ago?
Yeah, that sounds right. Is Anora up for Best Picture?
Yeah, Anora is, but Sean Baker, the director of Anora, who some people have Anora as the favourite for Best Picture,
yes,
and also Sean Baker for Best Director,
yes,
but the Academy doesn't like him. Like, there should have been more nominations and more wins for his films over the years.
He's a bit of an outsider,
like,
right?
The Florida Project should have been a big Oscar film.
Right.
Anyway, so it'll be interesting. I think overall, those of us who gamble on this event,
yes,
their wins will hinge on a couple of things. It's like, does Anora get through? If it does, it's probably going to win a few awards.
Yeah.
Same for Emilia Perez. Like, that.
That's sunk. Bro, that boat's been sunk.
You just don't know. Like, yes, like Conclave, it's a timing thing. I think the wheels fell off at the perfect time before people had finalized their votes. Anyway, Oscars schmoscars. You can watch that shit on Disney Plus on Monday afternoon.
To wrap it all up, though.
I got one more recommendation that I'm going to throw at you.
I want to hear it.
This is an in-cinema visit.
Mm.
This is a film called The Monkey, which opened last week. It's by Osgood Perkins. He made Long Legs last year, which is like quite a serious, grim horror starring Nicolas Cage. This is not that film. This is based on a Stephen King short story. It's riffing on The Monkey's Paw. So there's a cursed toy monkey. You turn the key in its back, plays a little drum, and then someone dies, and it's through an ironic and unexpected but a very, very gruesome way.
Cool.
Now, Osgood Perkins did one of the great sort of style promo videos for this film. He did a down the camera director talking at you, the potential audience member, and in selling his film he said, "There are decapitations and eviscerations, electrocutions and impalements, a disembowelment, an infestation, an immolation, a conflagration, an exanguation, and a defenestration." In other words, there's a little something for everyone. This is ultra gory. It's like this kills like Final Destination, but an even kind of black comedy spirit to it. And it's also the place that last Thursday afternoon I turned up to St. Luke's at 4:30 p.m. to watch a movie with fellow film lover Dominic Corry and two other people in the cinema.
Oh,
one of whom,
ideal.
One of whom 30 seconds later came down and sat next to us because it was someone we knew. And then we knew these are the kind of dicks that go to horror movies at 4:30 p.m. on a Thursday.
That's The Monkey. Go see that. Thank you, Steve Newell of flicks.co.nz.
Right.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.